Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Danny Murtaugh. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Al Glossop. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Hughes. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Tommy Hughes. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glossop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Littwiller moves to third. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards right. Nicholson catches it and throws to first to double up Etten. Littwiller scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murtaugh moves to third. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-1 in the game. Glossop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Glossop reaches second base with a double. Murtaugh scores. Wehner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Phillies. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Littwiller hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-1 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-1 in the game. Coy hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Etten hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Phillies. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Livingston strikes out. One out. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-2 in the game. Novikov hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glossop for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littwiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-2 in the game. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Livingston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Sturgeon moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Lou Stringer. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards first. Eaton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Novikoff hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Lenny Morello now playing shortstop. Bobby Sturgeon now playing second base. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-3 in the game. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into left field. Novikoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a line drive towards short. Morello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Glossop hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Littlewiller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Littlewiller reaches second base with a double. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-3 in the game. Coy is walked intentionally. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Etten bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Littlewiller moves to third. Coy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Littlewiller scores. Coy moves to third. Etten moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.